Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, you may remember last week the Road Safety Authority reported they'd shaved 5 weeks off driving test wait times with further reductions promised. And while the waiting time for tests is a big issue, it's not the only one facing learner drivers right across the country. The cost of learning to drive, the number of lessons required, they're also huge concerns. Well, Laura Lewis is the Irish School of Motoring's media and PR spokesperson and a qualified approved driving instructor herself. And she joins me on the line. Hello, Laura.
Hi there, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Let's look at the cost of getting to the point of taking a test, because you have to find an instructor in the first place and then you have to pay for the 12 lessons, don't you? They're mandatory.
Yeah, you have the essential 12 driver training lessons. So you're going to be paying at least £550 for those. And most students will need more, and they'll also need pre-test lessons as well. So, I mean, most people are really investing about, you know, a minimum of €1,000, you know, in driving lessons. But then you have the invested driver, and the invested driver is a driver that's intent on getting on the road. So that driver has probably also paid for, you know, invested in a car, they're insured, their tax. They have the, you know, the theory test, which is €45. The driving test is €85. The learner permit is €45. The NCT is €60 for a full test, €40 for a retest. So like the expense just goes on and on and on for them, you know.
But when you have a driver getting into the car for the first time with you, in most cases, do they already know how to drive, or are they coming to you from a standing start with not the first clue?
I would say 95%, if not more, percent of them are complete beginners.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 lessons there isn't going to cut it, is it?
Oh, 12 lessons 100% does not cut it. I mean, there's no driver that will pass a driving test, in my view, on 12 lessons alone. Anybody that passes a test on 12 driving lessons has inevitably had access to driving a car, either as a name driver of a car, or, you know, on a friend or a family member's policy, or they have their own car. So they've had access to extra lessons in between lessons or outside of their essential driver training
so
lessons.
So if you're getting into a car with a driving instructor and you have never driven before, how many lessons do you think it takes to get you to the point where you can safely drive and pass that test?
Oh, everybody's different. look, I mean, if I was to guess it, I would say that I read something before that a driver needs at least 122 hours of driving before they would be in any way ready and able to pass a driving test in this country.
Okay.
So there's not a set time. There's not a set time on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like anyone that I know that passes a test is a driver that has really invested in their driving and, you know, put the expense in, put the effort in, put the time in. And as I always say, like, the driving is an investment, it's not an entitlement. And a lot of people enter into their 12 essential driver training lessons and they don't have a plan, you know. And unless you have a plan, you know, are you going to get, you know, onto somebody else's policy? Are you going to invest in a car? Are you going to really travel this journey to get to the point that you're going to pass your test?
Well, the thing is, you're going to have time to take those lessons. You mightn't have the funds, but you'll have the time, because the waiting times for the driving test, despite the fact that the RSA have said they've come down, they're still very long, especially in some parts of the country, aren't they?
They are. They're very long, and it's been very difficult for so many learner drivers. They do hope to bring them down to, I think they said something like 10 to 12 weeks. And in order to do that, they hope to put on extra testers. They hope to get them starting at 7:25 in the morning and working through till about 7, I think, in the evening. There's rumours of like new test centres being opened. And they're also planning to work on bank holiday Mondays. So that should go a long way towards bringing the wait times down, you know.
Just looking at the pass rate, it's around 53%. Now, what does that tell you about the system? Should it not be higher than that?
Well, look, there's a lot of, as I say, I kind of like touched on it earlier, there's a lot of learners that go into their driving journey sort of willy-nilly, you know, they're not prepared, they don't have a plan. So the amount of drivers that get turned away for tests for not being prepared is like, it's amazing, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like people that arrive in cars without, you know, tax in date, insurance in date, NCT in date, displayed in the window, lights and bulbs working, brakes and indicators working, general things within the car, warning lights, you know, tyres not being roadworthy. I mean, L plates not being seen, not being red, faded, orange. People even arrive without even their licence and date, you know. They arrive late. Well, yeah, so, I mean,
I wonder now, just listening to all of that, would it make sense if a driving instructor like yourself, an approved driving instructor, has to give sign off for the person before they can go for the test? Would that make sense?
That's something that I think is massively worthy of a discussion, because I have drivers who have really worked so hard and saved up so much money to invest in their driving, and they've finished their 12 EDT lessons alongside the extra driving and work they've put in between lessons. And I would happily sign off on some of my learner drivers who've completed their essential driver training lessons. However, there are also people who have completed that I have taught their 12, you know, essential EDT lessons, and I wouldn't trust them on the road driving unaccompanied in any way, shape or form, you know. So there's so many different levels of a learner driver.
Now, I mentioned before the break that we were going to talk about roundabouts, because I know that you say when you're out and about and you're looking at driver behaviour, it's the roundabouts that get you all the time, isn't it?
Like, I actually have a video on my TikTok and I think it has nearly a million views, and it's just literally me with a pen on a roundabout showing people how to use it.
You see, that just shows that people need to know this, right? So you better tell us how you navigate a roundabout.
When you're on a roundabout, it is really important that obviously you give way to traffic coming from the right. It's also really important that you travel at the flow of the other traffic on the roundabout. So you're being graded on four essential things: positioning, making sure that you pick the right lane on approach and the right lane when you're on the roundabout, making sure that you signal correctly in accordance to whatever exit that you plan to take, making sure that your progression, like I said, you know, is at the flow of other traffic, that you're moving, you're not stopping, you're not going too slow, and you know, you're taking your opportunity to move out and move off the roundabout. And also, really, really important, observation, making sure you're looking to the right on approach and looking left before you leave.
Celine says, and I think she's right, she says, please, please, please give instruction to all of us. Half of us know how to navigate the roundabouts, the other half don't. Now, I don't know which group I'm in, she says, as it's impossible to navigate without being beeped by angry know-it-alls who don't know either. So that refers, I think, to picking a lane on approach, Lara. So take us through it.
So basically, what you have to do is you have to identify where your exit is. And you look at the roundabout as if it's like a clock or a watch face, okay? So any exit that sits at 12, we always enter at 6 o'clock at the bottom of the roundabout. So you pick the exit you want to take, and if it sits at or before 12 o'clock, you're entering in the left lane and you're taking a position on the outside lane of the roundabout. If you're taking an exit past 12 o'clock on the roundabout, you're taking a position in the right lane on approach and taking up position on the inside lane on the roundabout. You always have to obviously look and signal before you plan to leave the roundabout, at the exit before the one you wish to leave on.
If it's a three-lane road coming up to the roundabout, what's the middle lane for?
Well, usually they're indicated by arrows. So usually the middle lane is for straight ahead, and the left lane is for, you know, the exits off to the left, and the right, the ones past 12 o'clock. But always look at the arrows that should indicate where you need to be on three lane roundabouts.
Well, I hope that is clear now, because Linda says it wrecks her head. She lives in Gorey. The majority of people haven't a clue, and we have so many roundabouts in and around the town. So it's happening. People don't know how to use them, and you've explained it very well. Motorway driving then, Lara, as well. We don't teach on motorways, is that right, when it comes to the lessons?
No, and I think that that's a major fault with the Irish driving test. I mean, as far as I know, the Irish driving test hasn't changed since 1964. So, I mean, when you think of all the changes that we've had in relation to kind of road improvement, signage changes, you know, speed limit changes, motorways, like, I mean, the test hasn't moved forward sort of, you know, in flow with that. So, our learners don't get the chance to learn on a motorway. So literally somebody can pass their test, even in an area where there is no motorway, and suddenly rock up to, I don't know, Dublin or wherever, and use a motorway that they've never had experience driving on before.
Lara, we'll have to get you back. The texts are flying in on this one. Thank you so much. Lara Lewis there, the Irish School of Motoring's media and PR spokesperson. And of course, she is a qualified, approved driving instructor too. And we will hear from Lara again. Let's take a break.